Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, Israel gets more foreign U.S. foreign aid than all of Africa, Central, South America, Caribbean combined, if you take out Colombia and Egypt. So they have less than 1% of the world's population and more than a quarter of our foreign aid. It's huge. It's enormous. But they have proven to be staunch allies to the United States. And it is in our best interest in terms of being this neo-colonial power, this neo-imperialist power in the world, to maintain our superpower status in the world, being the one superpower. We need allies all over the globe. And the Middle East, from Arab nationalism in the early part of the last century until now, has not been falling in line with what the U.S. wants. And it's sitting on the majority of the world's oil fields. And our country, the British, all the other former superpowers or what have you, the Western powers, rely on that. The very fabric of our society relies on having a cheap source of oil. And it's also geopolitical. It's sort of when there was this East-West divide, the Middle East was the Middle East. It was between us and, you know, China beyond and all these other sort of threats, China, Russia. And so to keep that area as a neutral ground, or even better, to keep it as allied with the West, with the United States, was in our interest, was in the United States' interest. So having Israel there as this outpost, really, this United States military outpost, is crucial, because Libya, as of a few months ago, Syria continuing, Iran, Iraq, all these countries were not doing what Uncle Sam told it to do. And they had a lot of power. OPEC has a lot of power still in dictating the way that the world is going to run, because they have the oil. They have this, it's a sort of land buffer zone. Excuse me. So with Israel emerging as a very staunch ally, it's in the U.S. best interest to keep them well-funded, well-fed, well-supported in the world community, so that they can be the major power in the Middle East to keep the rest of the Arab and non-Arab Middle East countries in check.